that's right. How are we doing here today? Hey, I'm Ann Eller right here with you today. No, it's not Morse code. It is ham radio. That's right. Coming up tomorrow, the Greenwood Hams will join the American Radio Relay League Field Day. That's going to be over there at Northside Baptist Church. And I have one of my favorite guests on the line with us to tell us more about it. He's an avid ham radio guy. How you doing today, Ted Davidson?
Morning, Ann. How are you?
I'm good. How is... looks like you're going to have a decent day tomorrow to be able to have this big event.
Well, we're planning on it. We've been planning on it now for several months, and that's all part of our field day, which the Greenwood Amateur Radio Society is participating in.
And
as you mentioned, this is sponsored by the American Radio Relay League. It's actually called the North American Field Day.
Right. But and this is something that will be going on across the world, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It's mainly for the American stations, but we do take contacts from all over the world, which is part of the Field Day operations. Field Day in itself started back in 1933, and it was a way to relay messages. And Field Day was decided to be done in June, and the opportunity for local amateur operators to go someplace other than the radio shacks and set up for the public to come look and see what's going on and get some hams in the area that maybe haven't been on the air for a while an opportunity to get on the air. And even people that are not licensed will have the opportunity to get on the air with us on Saturday.
Now, I got to ask you, why do you enjoy being a ham operator? What makes it so exciting for you?
Well, I can tell you personally, as a very young person, I had a shortwave radio, and like most of the kids did back when I was younger, and I like to listen to faraway distant stations and overseas stations. And even some of the AM radio stations that we could get from where I lived. And I'd spent hours a night listening. And when the opportunity came for me to get my license so that I could transmit, I got my license. And most noticeably for me, I like the opportunity of working what's called DX, which means distance. And usually during the late evening, I'll be on the air and... with another group of hams here from America, and we like talking to Europe. We like talking to South America, even into the Far East. Anybody that speaks English, you know, we really like to talk to. But there's other modes of transmission, too. As you were doing some Morse code there on the beginning, we've got Morse code. We've got voice modes. We also have some of the newer stuff coming out is like the new cell phones. We actually have smart amateur radio now, and it's a very exciting time for amateur radio.
That is so cool. So this event on Saturday, which is going to be at Northside Baptist Church right there, all over the grounds out there from 8 to 6, what's going to actually be happening? What will the public, and this is a free event, right? What will the public see or be able to do, Ted?
Well, we're going to start at 8 o'clock in the morning, and I know it's a very busy day in Greenwood, but we're going to start at 8 o'clock in the morning. We're going to set up some antennas. We have a portable tower that we'll be setting up, so we'll make all of our technical part in the morning, starting at 8, get the antennas up, get them tested. Then we'll set up our radios, get those all tested. And part of the field day is a contest. It starts at 2 o'clock for us. And for every contact we make, we get 1 point. So at the end of the time when we're done with our contest, we take our points and send those in. And there's various awards that can be made for that. So that's all part of it. We'll actually be in the council house, which is the separate building that sits in the back corner of the parking lot. The church has been very, very great with us about using the council house, and most noticeably, it's air conditioned, which is very good for this time of year.
Now, so that's where you'll be doing a lot of the broadcasting, shall we say, to trying to reach other people?
Yeah, actually, we'll be on earlier than that, doing our testing and stuff. And like I said, it's an opportunity for somebody who may have had an interest at one time and just couldn't get into it, or people that have been licensed for a while and haven't been on the air, an opportunity for them to see some of the newer equipment that's out. You know, this is not your grandfather's ham radio anymore. And we'll be doing different demonstrations of how we can send email. We can send text messages across amateur radio. And, of course, the nice thing about amateur radio is there's no monthly fee to use it, such as your cell phone does.
And also, what about the usability of it in an emergency when other power sources and whatnot may be down?
Well, I'll tell you, we've been very fortunate here in Greenwood County. We have a group, it's called ARES, which is the Amateur Radio Emergency Services, and it's operated per county. I happen to be the person that's in charge here in town, but we have a complete ham radio station, which is next to the 911 call center in the courthouse. And Self Hospital, we also have a complete ham radio set up on the fifth floor of the hospital. So we have two areas here that we can transmit in and pass information if the regular business band phones go down or cell phones go down. And it's something that we do practice for, too. So we can get through when nobody else can.
Well, that's an important part, not only right here in Greenwood, but across the country, correct?
Yeah, that's correct. The last seven disasters we've had here in the United States in the last couple of years, in some instances, ham radio was the only way to get messages out up to 24 to 48 hours. And so there's a bunch of dedicated ham operators, and even locally here, but we're very, very blessed that there's an interest in these organizations to help us and help us get on the air. And hopefully it's, I've said it before, it's like having that fire extinguisher in your kitchen. You know where it is, but you hope you never have to use it.
Exactly. Well, you know, this is a great place to take kids, isn't it, Ted?
Oh, yeah, we have a lot of younger hams now. We have a lot of fathers and their children, or grandfather and grandson, granddaughter. But you can get a license at any age. There's no age restriction for it. And I think one of the youngest ones I read about was a little girl who I think was 9 years old, and her Morris code capabilities far exceeds almost anybody here in town. She's absolutely excellent. And that's the type of children that really take an interest in this.
Well, you know, the fun thing about this is that you can use this for an entire lifetime. You know, it's something, like you said, you started early on. Now you're into it even bigger now, but it is something that can be used. It's not something that is difficult to get into, and it's not that difficult to get a license. Now, you do have to pass a test, but it's not that hard, really, is it, Ted?
No, as a matter of fact, we can help anybody that's looking to take the testing. Our amateur radio club here actually gives the tests on the first Tuesday of every even month, and we've been more than happy to get people interested in that. There's books you can study from. There's an awful lot of online studying now. And people usually do not miss their first license. We have very, very few people that don't pass their first license. And when they have their first license, it's very inexpensive to get into amateur radio, because some of the walkie-talkies now that people will use, you can actually buy for about $40.
Right.
And you can go up from there, of course, but different than cell phones or different than the Internet, because there's no monthly fee that you have to pay. You don't have to buy a $500 phone or spend 2 years paying for one. So very, very interesting hobby for me and all of our members in our club. And as you said, we have some old-time members in our club that have been in amateur radio a lot longer than I have. And they are embracing some of the new stuff coming in. We actually have our own transmitter here. It's called D-Star, and it's all digital. And with it, it does interconnect through the Internet, and you can make a call on that. You can talk to England. You can talk to Alaska. You can even talk to Japan over it.
Now, how's the quality, though, Ted?
Well, it's digital, so it's just as good or better than a cell phone.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. Well,
There's no static at all.
Wow. Well, that is something then. People really need to come out and see this. And I believe, if I'm correct on this, you'll even let somebody get on and talk to people from far away.
Absolutely. That's part of Field Day, is to show the public what is available in amateur radio. And if you've always wanted to talk to somebody over the air and haven't had the opportunity to do it, you can do that on Saturday. And this is how the ARRL has been conducting this Field Day since 1933, as I said, to give everybody the opportunity to come out and take a look, because some people may not know a ham, but I guarantee you, if you come Saturday, you'll know several.
That's right. Now, that's going on 8 to 6 at Northside Baptist Church, which, of course, is at 409 Northside Drive. So,
right.
Ted, I know that you are looking forward to this day, and I know you want everybody to come out and just, even if you can just spend an hour out there, they'll really learn a lot, won't they?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we'll have enough hams there that it'll be one-on-one. And we have our own trailer that we have our radios in. We're going to set that up. We'll be setting up radios inside of the council house there.
Right.
And we hope to get some points in the contest part of it. But most importantly, this is for us to show off to the public that the old telegraph key is still used, but there's a lot of other transmission modes now.
Right. Okay, well, today is Bring Your Dog to Work Day. Of course, you all know that Gracie comes to work every day right here at Sharp Facets Gallery. Ted, I sure hope you have a good turnout, and we'll be able to stop by and check it out too.
Well, that'd be great, Ann. Thank you very much for the airtime, and you've always helped us out, and I know Jeff has an interest in amateur radio too. So
absolutely.
Thank you very much.
All right, have a good one. That is this Saturday. That's tomorrow, folks. Right up till 6 o'clock all day long out there at Northside Baptist Church. All right, Ted, thanks so much for calling us.